USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A memorial service for George Floyd was held in North Carolina. Floyd's family and friends remembered his life in the North Carolina town where he was born.
I've seen what's going on in this country, and though my family has been saddened by the news, this is just an emergent reaction to an ongoing issue in the United States. Just like the coronavirus, police brutality has yet to find the cure.
Four former Minneapolis police officers are charged in connection to his murder. President Trump wanted a much bigger security presence in D.C. than he actually got. The president told his Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that he wanted to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets on Monday morning after a weekend of violent protests. That demand came during a contentious meeting in the Oval Office, and members of the president's cabinet pushed back. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.